only children all have degrees and weddings. My youngest son was married after his first year of college, which was a mistake on everybody's part, his and everybody delighted. He went to FSU and started in Atlanta and paid his tuition first year. His father-in-law bought him a trailer to live in, and he had it made if he had just applied himself. But he just got up there and fiddled away his time, and he worked with the police department there and the college security department. He had a little income from that. And meanwhile, his wife got unhappy because he was gone all the time. And this and one thing led to another, so they got a divorce. Well, he continued on at school another year, and then he married again. He had a girl with two children. His first wife took the baby with her, and she married again. So Wade now is married with two children by his wife, and another one of his own, so they have three children. He's been going to the University of South Florida studying law enforcement, which he liked very much because he'd been working with a deputy sheriff up in Leon County in Tallahassee while he was going to school. And then he worked for a year over in Quincy, Florida, that's in the county next to Tallahassee, as a deputy there. And then when he married, the girl talked him into going back to school and getting his degree. Which he did, he went to the University of South Florida and got a degree in law enforcement. Then he decided to go in the Interpretive Department under this plan where the government subsidizes the law enforcement on a short period of time. If he'd have looked into that, he'd stayed on the job he had and gone on and got a master's degree because he's making enough money from the University of South Florida to pay his expenses while he was even with his wife and two children. But he saw this chance to get in the Beverage Department and thought it was a step up. And like most young men, the other field looks greener. So he went over there and joined the Beverage Department. And of course, being the last man hired on the deal, when the government money, the federal government money ran out, he was the first man cut off. So there he was. Married, and three children, and no job. That's what his status right now. I don't know exactly what his plans are, how he's going to manage it. I lose a lot of sleep over it, to tell you the truth. I guess he'll make it. Most young fellas, unless they are married to somebody that's real stable, jump from job to job. Either they're dissatisfied with the job or the wives are dissatisfied. And that's what makes a lot of move from job to job. But this girl seems to be well settled, and she's a very fine woman. And I think she's going to get him straightened out. But I don't know. He tried a little of this and a little of that. He worked with me in a big insurance company. And tried that for about 6 months. He couldn't make it. So he had, they cut him off. They have you on a 3 month trial period. After 3 months, he had to give it up because he wasn't producing. So right now, he's out of a job. I don't know what his plans are. Father-in-law is a fairly wealthy man in business up in Quincy. Possibly he'll go back up there and settle up there. Maybe he'd go back up there and take that job with the deputy sheriff and quit. Let's check out a little bit here. I'm about to get out soon.